Everybody, welcome back to Vikings Connected. This is Aaron Newberg. My name is Chris Hockey. And thanks to our friends at Verizon, it's time to bring in our very good friend.
Big Cat. He's our NFC North expert, and he's here to talk about the Bears-Vikings game.
So obviously, we've had a great year here in Viking land in the NFC North, but give me your NFC North recap, if you would.
So the Vikings, I still can't believe Case Keenum's doing what he's doing. The Lions are the same old Lions. I guess the Bears would be the same old Bears. If I'm going to bash the Lions, I have to also appropriately bash the Bears for being the doormat of the NFC North. And then everything changes when Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. So the entire course of the season kind of spins on its head when Aaron Rodgers goes out with that collarbone injury.
Yeah, isn't it something? I mean, they were 4-1 when the injury happened at U.S. Bank Stadium, obviously. How do you think the season goes on without that injury? Do you think it's the Packers taking the division, or do you think we had enough for them?
I still do think that the Vikings have the best unit in all of the NFC North in their defense, but Aaron Rodgers is the best player in the NFC North, and I don't think there's really, I don't think you can argue that in any way. So I would probably say it would have come down to the, you know, the Week 16 game, and the Packers probably at home in that matchup would have won the NFC North with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so let's get to what's most important. What do you think the Vikings' chances are for the Super Bowl?
Ooh, that is a good question. So I still can't believe Case Keenum's doing this. And I guess I think that it's one of those situations where, and he's not Kurt Warner, but it is one of those situations like when the Rams won the Super Bowl in 99, I believe. Yeah. Everyone's like, Kurt Warner? Who's this Kurt Warner guy? Like, Kurt Warner can't keep doing this. So there is a little bit of that going on, but I actually think that the NFC North is weird because the top three teams have quarterbacks that you have to probably put question marks next to, with Nick Foles, Case Keenum, and Jared Goff. And the bottom three are going to be the proven guys, the Drew Brees, the Cam Newton, maybe Matt Ryan. We'll see who gets in with the sixth seed. But so I would say maybe like a 30% chance, which is actually pretty good if you think about it.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Especially considering the Super Bowl's at our stadium, that would be pretty good.
Yes.
And coming from a Bears fan, I think 30% is really good for us.
She makes a good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm being nice.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, getting away from football for a moment, at least I think. I'm not sure. What is Rough and Rowdy? Tell me what's going on with that.
So Rough and Rowdy is the boxing league that we bought at Barstool Sports. It's kind of like early UFC. It's these tournaments that go on in West Virginia, Florida, where anyone can come out, and a lot of guys challenge, you know, either rivals they have or friends, or you see brothers fighting each other, and it's really cool. There's a prize for the winner, and we bought the league. We did 60,000 pay-per-views the first night, and we're going to be getting sanctioned throughout the country. So we're going to hopefully be going to Chicago, to New York,
awesome,
to New Jersey, all these different states, and having boxing matches.
So do you think you're coming to Minneapolis? Because I might challenge someone.
Ooh, I would love to see that. No headgear? Would you guys go no headgear?
Probably.
Yeah, I would say
we
definitely.
Don't,
yeah.
At this point, we don't really need
bare
any.
Bare knuckle as well, if that's okay.
I'd sanction that fight.
So maybe you'll come to Minneapolis.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Oh, that's
we definitely
awesome.
Are going to try to get to Minnesota for sure.
And again, just for clarification, these are just regular dudes who pick a fight with each other.
I'm Bucky Boyd. I'm coming to Bluefield. And I think what happened between me and Tree last time was a definite fluke. And I think if I had the right opportunity, I could beat Tree. And I could beat him hard. I could beat them bad.
Regular dudes. There were a couple professional boxers, but those the Rough and Rowdy fights don't count towards their professional record. So kind of they get some work in. They get to, you know, feel the atmosphere, feel like what it's like to be in a real boxing ring. It's 3 1-minute rounds. So it's fast paced and they go back to back to back to back, just like 40 fights in one night. It's a scene unlike anything else in the sport.
I've got to see that.
We'll be watching for sure.
Yes.
And speaking of coming to Minnesota, are you coming up for the Bears game?
I am.
Okay.
I will be there for the Bears game to watch the Bears. I don't know. I mean, maybe 10 points. If the Bears can score 10 points, I would be happy.
That's a victory for the Bears?
Yes.
Well, that's good for us, man, because we need this one. We need to keep that, at least that first round bye is what we're hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, basically, if the Bears score 10 points and if they can just make sure John Fox doesn't get back on the plane back to Chicago, that would be a victory for the Bears.
We'll try to help you out with that. Do you have any other plans when you're in Minneapolis?
No, just have some friends going to see. So, okay. Yeah, I love Minneapolis. Unfortunately, I'm going to be there, you know, two times in a winter is a lot. I like Minneapolis a lot more in the summer when you can go to the lake houses, but we'll be back for the Super Bowl as well. So we're looking forward to that. I think Minneapolis is a very underrated city, so it's going to be a good time for the Super Bowl.
Well, dress warm, man. It's freezing up here.
Yeah, I know. I know. That I'm not looking forward to. Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling in and being on our show.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Appreciate everything. We'll see you. If I don't see you this weekend, I'll see you in Super Bowl week.
We'll see you then. See ya. Thanks so much, Big Cat.